The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the historian, broadcaster and journalist Tom Bauer has written a new book about Meghan Markle and Britain's Prince Harry. So what has happened to them since they left the UK and their royal roles? The book is called Betrayal, and Tom Bauer joins me now. Tom, you first published a book about Meghan and Harry in 2022. So why did you feel now was the time to go back to the topic?
Well, when I finished the book the year earlier, 5 years ago, they were at the cusp of their fame and fortune. They got to Montecito. They had the Netflix series. They had Harry's autobiography, which became an international global seller. They had the idea of the domestic goddess and everything else. It was all going swimmingly, and they were earning a fortune. But over the last 5 years, I noticed there had been a sort of decline, a descent. And the battle to survive is a gripping story in itself. And I think they're now reaching a very, very desperate crossroads of a need for validation, for fame, for acceptance, and for money. And what has happened in the last 5 years has made a thrilling new book.
So you think it hasn't worked for them, essentially?
Well, it worked for them up to a point, because, of course, Meghan wanted desperately throughout her whole life to be famous and rich, and she's achieved that. But Harry is now counting the cost of the departure from Britain, and Meghan isn't quite sure where she's going to go next to earn her money, other than to sell herself in Australia at a health farm for £1,700 a time.
Yep.
So they have a problem.
Let's talk about that. They are planning to go to Australia. What will they be doing there? Because obviously they're not going in an official capacity as representatives of the royals, but they still are in this sort of quasi-royal role in many people's eyes when they make these visits, when they travel to other countries. So what is this Australia visit about?
It's about monetizing their titles. I mean, the very thing which they promised the late Queen they wouldn't do. And people only want to see Meghan because of her, effectively, her notoriety now. And they're prepared to pay for it, or she hopes they will. Her misfortune is that the Netflix series, as ever, when she sold all her jams and things like that, was a disaster. And she now has to find lesser ways of earning her income. But, of course, she does appear as the royal family, and that is part of the story. She did it in Nigeria. She did it in Colombia. She does it wherever she can, that she trades mm-hmm. on the marriage to the fifth in line to succession.
I mean, they say that you've crossed the line of criticism into fixation. What do you say to that?
I think that obviously they have to put up their own defence. They throw out these ridiculous phrases. I mean, the thing about the Sussex is they only want a narrative which they can control. They want to tell the story, or Meghan tells her truth, and it has nothing really to do with the truth, in my view. And they don't like someone else probing and telling the story in an objective way. So, of course, they'll attack me, and they're totally entitled to. But I think the reader will decide.
Can we talk about Prince Harry and what his aim in leaving was, and why you say that hasn't worked for him? Because he wanted out. He clearly wasn't happy. He got out. What's the problem?
The problem is that he was quite happy until he met Meghan, in the sense that he was happy in his royal duties. He was unhappy in his emotional, romantic relationships. Meghan came along. She knew exactly what she wanted, and she gave him what he wanted. She was, I put it quite frankly, a safety net. She gave him the attention which he needed and wanted. But the big difference is that she became very quickly dissatisfied long before the marriage, and just stoked his grievances. Mm-hmm. So you're right, he was unhappy when he left. But that was because she kept on saying, look how they're treating you. Look how much worse we are off than the Cambridges. Look how you're having to go to Fiji and the rest of the royal family goes to glamorous places like Paris. I mean, she literally created, and this is, I'm only saying this from people who knew Harry well, who watched this process of her creating grievances in his mind so that he thought, the only way I can keep this woman is by leaving. And that's, of course, what he does right in his book. And the leaving was always part of her plan. She always wanted to go back to Hollywood and star, and she managed it.
And what evidence have you managed to find that would suggest or prove to you that Harry is unhappy now?
Well, I do think that this constant litigation in London, the constant demand for protection when he comes here, the picture of him, he looks unhappy. When he was in London a few weeks ago, he looked happy in the sense that he was back where he really belongs and he wants to meet friends. There's a story in the book about him at the end of one court hearing, wandering around Fulham looking for friends who he hadn't seen for years. He's lonely. He hasn't got friends in California. The friends he calls now in Britain, who've told me, talk about an old friend they used to have who is now looking for some way back. Mm-hmm. And that is going to elude him, in my view.
I was reading a review of your book by Hadley Freeman, who I'm sure you know or are aware of, in the Times UK. And she talks very openly about how she devours Harry and Meghan news. She writes about them a lot, but she says that you loathe them. Is that true?
Hadley Freeman is a very esteemed journalist. I don't think she read the book very carefully. Whether I loathe them is not the point. I don't like Meghan. I think Meghan has done huge damage to the royal family, not least by her false accusation of the racism about Archer's colour when he was born. When she was in Nigeria, she kept on regaling people there, important people, about the racism in Britain. It's hugely damaging. So, and the way she's treated her father and her friends, it's all so selfish. It's so appalling. I don't loathe Harry. I feel sorry for him. But on the other hand, he's 40 years old plus now. He wrote a book which was an appalling betrayal of his family. It was really shocking things he wrote and suggested and didn't tell the complete truth at all there. So I'm very critical of them. I don't feel emotionally, but I'm very critical of them, yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you have sympathy for her father. I mean, this is a man who has sold countless stories about Meghan to the press.
I've met him. I spent 2 days with him. He did everything he could when Meghan's mother disappeared for 10 years to look after Meghan, and did very, very well. Got her into university, gave her a happy childhood, gave her ambitions to be an actress. He spent a lot of money and time on it, and it wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. And then she turned on him, and he felt isolated, betrayed. He felt totally and utterly abandoned, and knew exactly why. I won't go into the details, but it was a totally unfair the way he was treated. And in the end, she was saying things about him, and he was then obviously retaliating. It was ugly, but I don't think it's his fault. I think he was just a poor man. Felt terribly, terribly betrayed by a daughter he bestowed all this love on, stuck on a small pension in a dreadful part of Mexico. And it was just very, very sad. And I just don't think he deserved what he was given. And your criticism of him, Meghan sells stories about herself the whole time. Mm-hmm. Meghan constantly sells stories. Why shouldn't he sell a story too? I didn't pay him when I met him. He didn't take any money. He just wants he's a proud man who wants his story told and can't believe that his daughter, when he's lying in a Philippines hospital without a leg, doesn't even bother to pick up the phone and call him. I mean, it's just astonishing behaviour.
And Tom, I mean, you mentioned the damage that Meghan and Harry have done to the royal family, but it's nothing really in comparison to the damage that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has done. Do you agree?
I think both of them have done huge damage. I mean, Meghan's damage has accumulated over 5 years. Andrew's has come to the fore very much over the last 6-7 months. Both of them have done huge damage. There's no doubt about it. It's hard to know which is worse, mm-hmm. but both are equally bad.
All as bad as each other, Tom. We're out of time, but thank you very much for joining us. Tom Bauer there, and his book is called Betrayal.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.